Welcome to the Asbury First United Methodist Church Weekly Sermon. We hope you enjoyed this message. For more information about this podcast or other ways to connect, please visit asburyfirst.org.
Spring, is anybody here? Palm branches are waving. People come around and cheer. Happens at this time of year. Here we go. Spring, is anybody near? Palm branches are waving. Rocks and trees begin to cheer. It happens at this time of year. Birds, buds, and bees, they all come out. And all the world begins to shout. When life out of the ground does spring. And all the world begins to sing. It happened long, long time ago, when all the earth was feeling low. A man came riding into town and changed our world all upside down. Spring, is anybody here? Palm branches are waving. People gather round and cheer. It happens at this time of year. Spring, is anybody near? Palm branches are waving. Rocks and trees begin to cheer. It happens at this time of year. So all the world would know God's love. The sun was sent from up above. The clouds may come and they may go. The sun remains through wind and snow. And now it's time, oh happy day, to know sorrow will go away. To sing this song of happiness and praise God's triumph over death. Spring, is anybody near? Palm branches are waving. People come around and cheer. It happens at this time of year. Spring, is anybody near? Palm branches are waving. Rocks and trees begin to cheer. It happens at this time of year. Spring, is anybody near? Spring, is anybody near? What's going to happen in the next few moments is that we're going to change these palms into this. Oh, you're not going to do it. Don't worry. I don't know how to do it. God knows how to do it. And that's what happens from this day to next week. We are here one more time. In this season, it reminds me of this. When you start a diet, the first 2 or 3 days are terrible. Since I wouldn't be using it in a theological way, I can't use that other word, but they're terrible, those first 3 days. You're angry, you're frustrated, you're hungry, you're snapping at your spouse if she or he is around. It's just a terrible moment. And then, as it's kind of like what happens on Ash Wednesday and the first few days after Ash Wednesday in Lent, that really smacks us hard in a different way. And we're finding it terrible. But by the time we get to this point in Lent, we've gotten used to that Lenten sacrifice. Our bellies don't ache anymore. We're not quite as frustrated and angry. And then comes Holy Week. We don't get out of this thing easier than we started. It comes and comes and more difficult until we get to the place where these things become the cross. It's a harder thing. So here we are at the beginning of the parade. If I was doing the parade, and if I was the Grand Marshal, thank you all for making me so, I'd be riding in an open Corvette, red Corvette Stingray car. Yes, that's what I'd be in. And Jesus humbly reminds me that the people of Jerusalem in those days were used to the Roman soldiers coming to borrow their donkeys or their colts. And usually those borrowed donkeys and colts did not return to the folks from whom they were borrowed. Jesus borrows a donkey and a colt on this occasion, and scholars say to us, if we read those kind of things, that the reference to Jesus returning to Bethany at the end of the parade kind of indicates to us that, in fact, Jesus returned the colt that he borrowed. Kind of not what the people from whom he borrowed thought was going to happen. But which reminds us that Jesus is, what, sensitive, sympathetic, compassionate, humble, even though he's the grand marshal of the parade. So we start off with our shouting, Hosanna, save us. And we're shouting that to someone who is humbly riding a donkey, not arrogantly riding in the back of a Corvette Stingray. We also acknowledge at this moment, as he's waiting at the head of the parade, ready to get started, that Jesus kind of is aware of what's going to happen after today. Now, maybe not specifically, but he knows that prophets mostly don't do well in Jerusalem. And he's come, and he's at the head of this parade, and he's not going to be able to shy away from the fact that he's there in Jerusalem, and that most people think he's a prophet. And he knows that prophets haven't done well in Jerusalem. So he's getting ready for this week, where there are going to be reunions, betrayals, communion, denials, resurrection, death, hope, despondency, and love. It's kind of like someone describes it as like what a terminally ill patient must feel like at the beginning of this moment. That is, this might be the last of these kind of moments. And yet, that person goes forward anyway in celebration. So Jesus is like the terminally ill patient at the beginning of this parade, recognizing that this could be the last, and yet celebrates and moves forward. Because the kingdom community of God is going forward. You all came today. And those of you who are live streaming, wherever you are from, we've got snow on the ground here in Rochester, New York, in the middle of the beginning of the week of spring. And we might complain about it, like Jesus might complain about his entry into Jerusalem right now, except this. This is a day the Lord has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Not always the easiest thing for us to say, but I think in the back of Jesus' mind, on the donkey at the beginning of this parade, is that very thing. This is a week the Lord has made, and this is a day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it because God's kingdom comes through anyway. Even though there are hungry people in Rochester, homeless people in Rochester, hopeless people in Rochester, even though there is war all around the world in places like Ukraine and the Gaza Strip in the Holy Land, even though there is oppression in Sudan and South Africa and in Central America and maybe South America, maybe there's oppression even in our country, even though there are all those things, God's kingdom community is coming through. It's going to happen. Even though it's going to be hard, even though there are difficult days, even though there are difficult moments, God's kingdom community is on its way. And the guy at the head of the parade knows this. And he's going to show us, by his life, how to move in it and through it. Phil Collins has a song called Dance into the Light. It's there in the eyes of the children, in the faces smiling in the windows. You can come out, open the doors, brush away the tears of freedom. Now we're here. There's no turning back. We have each other. We have one voice. Hand in hand, we will lay the tracks, because the train is coming to carry us home. Come dance with me. Dance into the light. I wish you could see the video. In fact, I hope you all go home and turn it on and see it. You will be dancing around your living room, I promise, to watch him dance and sing this song. And Jesus is ready to start the parade, and he's singing this song. Come with me. Dance into the light. Yeah. Let's dance into the light. It's a great place to be, and we will be with Jesus. Now, there is shalom, there is peace, there is justice, there is health and wholeness and wellness, there is hope and joy, there is patience and love for everyone in the kingdom community of God. The young, the black, we practiced this earlier. The rich,
poor.
The gay,
straight.
The broken,
old.
The Republican,
Democrat.
I changed it around. The transgender,
yes.
And everyone beyond and between. Yes, everyone. Everyone's invited to this party. Everyone's invited to this parade. And I don't know about you, but when the children came down the aisle today and they just kept coming and they just kept coming, and somebody told me that the St. Patrick's Day parade a week ago or so was 2.5 hours long or something, yeah? I'm sure the people were beginning to think, oh, will it ever end? Well, would it be so that it would never end? That we could be dancing into the light with Jesus all the time as he and we bring forth God's kingdom on earth. It will not be easy. The hope of the kingdom requires hard work. The presence of the kingdom invites us to have the attitude that Jesus had, not the one that I had in the back of the Corvette, but the one that Jesus has on the back of the donkey, that even though he was like God, he gave that up to become like us, took on humility, and served us. Friends, that's the coming kingdom of God. That's the coming community of God. That's the way it's going to happen if we will be humble enough. Humble enough to dance with Jesus into the light. In other words, the coming kingdom requires ministry. It requires something more than being a volunteer. It requires us to be passionate and compassionate and offer ourselves to the world. Although he knew these things, Jesus danced into the light. Would we follow him in the dance? Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Asbury First Weekly Sermon. If you enjoyed this message, please visit asburyfirst.org and learn more about our mission to love God and neighbor, live fully, serve all, repeat.